Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, everybody.
Wait, what do we do?
How about this?
Flip.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I kind of did it wrong. It's supposed to be welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber.
Dumb.
We are your lore lords, Brian Murphy, Emily Axford, and Caldwell Tanner.
And Jake Hurwitz.
And we're actually in New York right now.
Wow.
Hometown of one Jake Hurwitz.
Yes.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
Lore lord himself.
Yeah. So,
the four of us lore lords.
Nice that we can show up and have you as a guest while we're traveling.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that why we got Jake on?
Yeah.
Well, Jake had the recording space, and he allowed us to come in here and record. And that was kind of like the deal we made. Is like we can use the space, and
I made a bargain.
That is exactly what happened. Thanks for the summary.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Off the bat?
Yeah, right off the bat.
Okay.
Because we don't know if he's going to make it to the end of the episode.
Why not? I'll plug your guys' Patreon, nadpod.com. Patreon.com/nadpod.
You got it wrong.
Sorry.
This is incorrect.
I didn't do my research.
He doesn't know.
I didn't look ahead of time.
Okay. Everyone, we need to take on a decidedly more spooky mood.
Yes.
Ooh.
Because this is the Halloween special of 8-Bit Book Club. We are going to be reading Goosebumps. Give yourself Goosebumps.
Ooh.
Which is a choose-your-own-adventure. Yeah.
You can. you definitely can.
You think I can?
Rub an ice cube on yourself.
Haven't you ever just touched your forearm kind of lightly and pretended it was someone else?
so sad.
In seventh grade, everyone was learning how to give themselves goosebumps, and I just never figured it out.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get this dude an ice cube. You can do it. Okay, so this one is called, we picked an especially scary one. It's called Please Don't Feed the Vampire.
You should describe the cover art.
Okay, there's a poodle who looks like a vampire.
Oh,
really?
And she's got a bone in her bowl. Uh-huh. I think that might be a human bone.
Can I see
it? It is a really big bone.
Oh, my God.
See, this is why we can't have Jake on a book.
Come on, you're wrecking the levels, man.
Freak me out.
Haven't we discovered that you don't like scary movies before?
I do not like scary movies.
So are you feeling nervous? Already that this might scare you too.
Can you handle this book for seven-year-olds?
Jake, because your dog is part poodle, I think, right?
Dingo's half poodle.
So you see this. You see this cover.
Don't bring him into this.
And you think, what if Dingo were to turn into a vampire?
Never.
Whatever the poodle's name, it's now Dingo.
No! No! Not my sweet boy.
All right, let's open up on page one. I look like a nerd, don't I? A complete nerd. You moan to your friend Gabe. I look like a nerd. How old do we think we are in this one?
34.
What's the scariest number?
Well, it's a lovely number, 34.
34 is very good.
Yeah, 34 is great. That's a prime
36, maybe?
36
is great. No, I think 39 is a scary age because then everyone's talking to you about being 40.
Oh, yeah. The witching hour.
I'm 38 and I'll be 39 next year. So that's a very scary number.
I just feel like every year gets better, so I can't relate to this. Yeah. I feel like one would be the scariest number.
Well, if you had your brain and you were a baby, that would be really rough.
One-year-olds definitely can't drive. A lot of other ages can't drive.
And you're probably getting weaned. So suddenly you're having to provide food for yourself. You don't know how to cook yet. You're 1 year old.
That's so scary.
You're learning how to use the microwave. You don't...
Emily, what was your childhood?
It took Sid so long to figure out the microwave.
Yeah, yeah, we're teaching Gemma early.
Yeah, you really got it.
You just got to let him learn. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, we're 39 years old. So in the mirror, you see your costume and wince. Halloween is only a few days away. I'm doomed. You and Gabe have been best friends for 2 years, which isn't very long because we're 39 years old. So we met him when we were 37.
What happened to all your friends when
we were 37.
We met at 37.
At a WeWork.
We were in a dodgeball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at a WeWork-sanctioned dodgeball league, adult dodgeball league.
Because we work independent. We're not actually coworkers, but we can have the illusion of being coworkers.
We're both independent analysts.
Right. We were at one of the WeWorks that closed down when they had
that's really so rough.
Collapsed. So now we're meeting up at coffee shops to try and keep the vibe going.
But the vibe is off, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
And it's mostly like 20-year-olds around us, and they went so hard at dodgeball, and Gabe and us really like
tough on the knees.
Able to bond about the fact that we just could not go as hard as these 20-year-olds.
Do you think that we and Gabe are the reasons they closed down the WeWork because we were causing so much trouble?
It is possible.
I think
that watch out.
It was mostly the overvaluation of.
I think us and Gabe. We're staying like a little too late after work. It was like WeWork turns into We Play. Am I right, Gabe?
We have to keep going.
At 10 o'clock at night, as the security guard says, I have a family to go home to.
Okay, so you and Gabe have been friends since you were 37 years young. Gabe has long brown hair, wire-rimmed glasses, and a way of giving advice that sometimes bugs you.
Okay,
you
this is
your best friend.
Sounds exactly like a 39-year-old.
Like a 39-year-old. Yeah, it also kind of sounds like Murph a little bit.
Whoa!
Is this your self-insert? Is this your OC?
Yes, this is... Okay, so this is GURF, aka Gabe Murph. You do look pretty stupid, GURF admits. Where did you get that costume anyway? It's called Vampire in a Can, you explain, holding up the cardboard can. I bought it from Mr. Ruderly at Scary Stuff.
Actually, that sounds really fun. I would love to go to a Halloween costume that all the costumes were in cans.
Oh. They should call it Canpire, right?
A small size.
What is it?
Canpire, that's pretty good.
Canpire. That's good.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't believe it. Gabe slaps his forehead. You bought a costume from the Eyeball Man? What if he took out his glass eye? Jesus Christ, that's not okay, God.
Gabe.
What the
Gabe.
Fuck, dude?
You're almost 40, dude. Grow up.
This is okay at the WeWork because they tolerate that kind of behavior there.
Jesus Christ. Come on.
I think that right now, in this moment, we are questioning our best friendship with Gabe. Yeah. We're questioning the past year and a half.
Okay, so we're going
to
go ahead and
GURF was actually, he was up to some pretty wild stuff.
Well, this guy is no longer GURF.
Gabe.
He spends the next like three paragraphs going in on this dude for having a glass eye, which is fucked up and weird.
Gabe is canceled.
Gabe is absolutely fucking canceled. Okay, so Gabe...
I would love if Spooky Stuff was not a costume store. If it was just like a grocery or something like that.
That's my corner bodega, man.
Okay, so he also got a small... Great. So our character, our 39-year-old...
Yes.
39-year-old.
A little put off by Gabe at this point.
Yeah. 39-year-old, what did you call an analyst? What does an analyst do?
I think they like analyze trades.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stock.
To kind of like advise
we're a
people.
Finance person?
We're like a singular finance bro.
Oh, but we're like, we got in on the GameStop stuff. So we're like a new wave finance guy.
Oh, right. No. We got
this
in.
Real, wait a second. The horror just kicked in for me. Now I'm fucking scared.
We're pumping and dumping shit coins. Okay.
Okay. We went hard on Doge. All right. We're only on page two and we skipped half of page one because Gabe was saying fucked up weird stuff.
Come on, Gabe.
Okay, so you reach in and pull out a small plastic packet that was stuck to the inside. It looks like a ketchup packet. What is it? Gabe moves closer. I think it's fake blood, you tell him. Really cool,
okay,
Gabe says.
Let's eat it.
Yeah, can we eat it?
Can we slam it like a Go-Gurt?
You eat it. As you slam it like a Go-Gurt, Gabe picks up the vampire in a can, the canpire box, and reads the label. That's weird. It doesn't say anything on the box about fake blood. Then you notice the writing on the packet. In blood red letters, it reads, "Danger, keep away." You spit up the packet and hand it to Gabe. He reads the label and his eyebrows and his eyes grow. His eyebrows grow wide. His eyes grow wide. Yeah. Are you going to open it? He asks. I already ate it. You say. You gulp and throw up the packet. The
Why words did on you the packet. Fake blood that early.
crazy, man.
The words on the packet are kind of scary, but you're dying to know what's inside. So are you going to open it? If you open the packet, turn to page 34. If you don't open it, turn to page 67. I think we have to.
We have to open it, right?
We simply have to open this, right? Yeah. Unless really Emily wants to troll us. What happens if we don't? Would you like a game over? Is that what you would like?
I would like to not open the packet.
There's just a lot of stocks that need our attention right now. Yeah. So we should probably get back
to
the computer.
You understand, we're in financial ruin right now.
Okay,
right.
So we just don't want to ruin this. Yeah.
We have to correct these losses.
We bought a lot of
We have to make good. We are deeply in the red. We are in the crimson. Talk about fake blood. I'm bleeding the real stuff out of my ears.
We dumped GameStop.
My bank account is bleeding the real stuff.
We got in on the GameStop stuff at the beginning, but panicked and sold way too early and got went all
and
in on crypto.
And then tried to get in for a second time, but then that's...
bought so high. Yeah,
this is why I'm not afraid of vampires. So I've already been bled dry.
Open the packet, you wonder? No, I'll pass, you decide, shaking your head. I mean, seriously, it might be poison or something. Gabe tosses you the packet nervously. This gives me the creeps. I don't even want to hold it. Don't give it to me, you object, throwing it back to him. Gabe lets it fall to the floor. I don't want it. Just then, your dog comes trotting into the room.
Dingo!
No. We eat it. We open it.
Up the packet
back.
In his teeth. Hey, no, Dingo!
Oh, man.
You scold your dog. What kind of?
Oh my God, we're scolding him now too.
Put that down. No. But you're too late. Dingo tears into the packet. No. Something red drips from
my
his mouth.
Sweet baby boy.
It's all over his caramel green fur.
Says, no. He's eating it and it looks like blood.
Go back.
Page 83. I think we were supposed to not eat it. Wow, I think I made the right choice here.
Talk about spooky stuff.
Yeah, and I knew I was doing that as I did
We're getting the cover story here. That's how you know you picked the right pad.
Wow.
Dingo slurps out the red liquid in the packet.
Let's go dog Harriet.
No, Dingo.
This is actually really special that the main feed is getting your dog turning into a vampire.
Yeah, Harriet is the wrong color, obviously.
This is no longer a first-person story. This is now a third-person Jake story, and it's Jake scold. So no, Dingo, Jake scold, trying to take it away. Grrr. He growls at Jake angrily.
He was never. The story is not believable anymore.
Uh-oh, Jake says.
Then why are you still so scared?
Uh-oh, Jake says. Oh, wait, no, sorry, this is Gabe.
Just picturing going to a movie and you're like, is that my fucking dog?
Is that my dog?
Is that my dog on screen?
Oh, my God.
Is that my dog in there?
Murph and I take care of so many stray cats that the chance of just seeing one in the background of a movie is not zero.
Yeah, we did. Certainly not.
We did buy a chair from like a used like movie props wholesale thing.
No, it was a Craigslist.
Oh, it was a Craigslist thing, but it said that it had been used in props,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and so we saw a movie one time. We're like, is that our chair? Is that our chair?
The whole time trying to decide, and then we came home and we were like, wait, it's actually not at all.
Was our chair in Little Women? The answer is no.
But I don't remember much else from Little Women.
Did Bob Odenkirk sit on your chair?
Fuck.
My Little Women in my favorite chair.
Odenkirk cheeks on my parlor chair.
Oh my God, my little cheeks.
Absolutely was not in that movie. We double checked and it was not. Anyway, it distracted us long enough. Okay, back to Dingo. Uh-oh, Gabe says, what's he doing that for? I don't know, Jake answers, worried.
Shut up, Gabe. My dog's going to eat what he wants.
Dingo has never growled at you in his life.
That's Grrr. True. That's actually true.
So this is.
Yeah, something's going on here.
We're back to reality.
Dingo does like to put stuff in his mouth, though. I can confirm this. Yeah.
He ate a bunch of Sid's toys.
When the packet is empty, Dingo, it's so hard when we switch the names. Dingo drops it to the floor. Then he barks and runs to the kitchen door. He jumps against the door with his front paws clawing and digging. I think he wants out, Gabe whispers. Too bad, you say. He can't go out if he's going to act like this. Grr, rough, rough. Dingo
That
snarls.
Sounds exactly wow. like him. It's a really good Dingo
This is one-to-one.
Impression.
Dingo snarls and barks at you, baring his teeth. Oh, no, you cry. You can't believe what
cry.
You're seeing.
He's
growing fangs.
Dogs have fangs.
Try to control your dog.
Yeah, page dogs 95. Like classically have canines.
Don't
yeah.
wait, that's a choice.
Canines. Yeah, it just says page 95, try to control your dog.
Oh, so we have to do this?
So it's like someone
this?
Yelling at you on the street. Okay. Control yeah. your dog.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet, there is no choice.
Excuse me, your dog is turning into a vampire. Please control it.
Please control okay. your dog.
All right, I'll do it the way I control
yeah,
Dingo.
Yeah, how do you do it?
Sit, bud. Come on, bud. Hey, bud. All right, bud. Leave it, Dingo. Dingo, leave it.
Leave the body.
Leave it, buddy.
My brother's dog, sorry, a little tangent. My brother's dog, they thought, that, like, their first dog was named after Tiki Barber from the Giants.
Nice.
His name was Tiki. And they thought that, they read somewhere that it was bad to say no to dogs. Mm. So they would just go, oops, Tiki, oops, oops. It was so ineffective. So
we'll, yeah. Oops. We'll say oops to
that's
Dingo
good, yeah.
here.
Okay. Oops, Dingo.
Oops, Dingo.
Oopsie.
Okay, Dingo snarls at you viciously. His lips curl back, exposing his new curved Never. Fangs. Never. They're at least twice
Emily
as long.
Emily keeps on turning and checking in with me. Like, Woody, are you okay?
They're at least twice as long as they used to be and razor sharp like a Whoa. Vampire's. Dingo lunges at you. You
no!
back up shocked. No Your way. Own dog is attacking you.
This is so fucked up.
With his weight.
I want to make whatever choice ends this story.
Dingo easily knocks you down. For an instant, you're sure he's going to bite your neck.
Oh they made God. A book.
You this roll away so from sad. Him, cowering. His howling moan sounds crazy. He leaps at the kitchen door one more time. This time, he breaks it down. Sister, stop him, Gabe stutters.
Shut up, Gabe.
Gabe, this isn't your story.
You're so shaken, you stand there for a second. Then you grab Dingo's leash. Come on, you shout, snapping out of it. We've got to get him back. But as you start to leave, the phone rings. If you answer the phone, turn to page 15.
It'd be really rude not to answer the phone.
This is
you
pretty unrealistic,
ring,
right?
You, get you let it ring call? And run after Dingo, turn to page 41.
I would sprint after my dog.
Okay, Dingo. So we're sprinting after okay. Dingo.
But I want to end the story, so let's answer the phone.
Story? Do you want, we can switch it to like one of, we could say, we can change it to Bruce. Bruce viciously biting us. I think that's kind of fun.
He would be such a cute vampire.
He'd be such that's, really, really would,
that's great.
I'm yeah. okay if one let's of my cats Bruce. Kills me.
Okay, so Bruce has turned into a vampire.
And Dingo's
a good
boy.
Us, and we're like, oh my goodness, it's so cute.
Oh my goodness,
look at
he's
him.
Trying to make biscuits,
he's
but
such
he
a vampire. Okay, so if we let it ring, do we run after Bruce? This is kind of normal Bruce behavior.
Yeah.
Do we run after him or do we want to answer the phone?
No.
Yeah, wait, I think so, we answer the phone. Bruce okay. is being Bruce, psychotic. This is
yeah.
normal.
Just let him work it out.
We're just going to let Bruce work it out and answer yeah. the phone.
This is classic Bruce got into the garage behavior.
Yes. Okay. You race to answer the phone. Hello? It's your mom. Hi, sweetie, she says casually. Listen, I need you to do something for me. Hi, mom. You say, listen, I can't right now. I've got to run after Bruce. He just got loose. That's okay, your mom answers.
Bruce is loose.
Bruce is loose.
Bruce is on the loose.
Bruce is loose. That's
he'll,
okay.
Your mom answers. He'll come back. Now, here's what I want you to buy at the store. By the time you're done listening to her, 10 minutes have passed. You and Gabe run out into the street.
This
Bruce
is really
is gone.
Irresponsible pet
what?
Ownership. You're
okay.
39.
Yeah, like, yeah,
it's pretty
I
cool
know.
That our mom trusts us to do the shopping, though. That's pretty sick.
As a 39-year-old, yeah.
yeah.
This is. We can buy some M&Ms for ourselves over there.
Bruce, you cry here, bro. But he doesn't
Brewy, Brewy boy.
Brucey, Brew baby, hi. It's so much nicer when it's Bruce versus when it's Dingo. It's weird. It's almost like I'm controlling the narrative. But he doesn't appear. He's long gone. There's no point in searching for Bruce. Bruce could be anywhere. That is true. You slink back into the house and collapse on the living room sofa. When you see Bruce's water bowl, you feel a pang in your heart.
Oh,
this is hard
so
now.
So happy it's
hard.
Not Dingo.
Yeah. You also feel a pang in your head from when Bruce slammed you to the floor. Just imagining
I would
my
be
little
so
cat.
So impressed. My
Bruce, like,
tiny
tackled
cat
me.
Tackled me.
Every once in a while, you check the front yard and see if your cat has come home. He hasn't. You
what?
And Gabe spend the afternoon watching reruns of Lassie on TV. Okay.
Oh.
Just why? After sunset, the phone rings. A cranky sounding caller grumbles, "Your cat is out in my front yard howling."
Oh my goodness.
Classic Bruce. Come yeah. and get him quick before Whoa. I lose my temper and call the police. Jeez, on a cat.
Whoa. This must be Gabe's dad.
Let's see. Okay, okay, you agree. Where are you? Where do you live? This is
And how did you get my number?
Yeah.
This is it on the tag, maybe? Cats don't wear collars.
Yeah, we've given Bruce a fancy bow tie that also has his information on
That's cool.
This is Jeremy, he snarls. I'm over on Mulberry Street. Jeremy, the weirdo? The guy who keeps caged cockroaches as pets?
You say that?
No, you say it in your head.
Okay.
Yeah. Hurry up, he continues, or I might do something you'll regret.
Whoa.
Jesus,
oh,
Jeremy.
My God.
Bruce alone,
I'm
Jeremy.
I'm reporting you 411. I have someone who is mean to animals.
Can you be more specific?
He's like being
also,
an ass.
Is 411 the right thing to call? If I think that someone's being mean to animals.
He chuckles softly to himself. Then he hangs up. Oh, brother, you moan. Oh, brother! Fifi is over at Jeremy's house. Yikes, Gabe replies. The guy who never mows his lawn, the one with the weird gargoyle on his mailbox, the one who stays up all night and never goes out. Yeah,
this,
you nod.
Okay, this guy sounds pretty fucking
That guy
cool.
sounds awesome.
He sounds
I'm not. Sorry.
Except for threatening our cat, he sounds
An
cool.
An overgrown lawn and gargoyles in the front.
That's the weird thing. Why is he threatening this? Okay, so like going back to like what the book actually is, which is the poodle. The poodle is turning into a vampire.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wouldn't this person's aesthetic be all about vampire dogs?
Right.
Why are they threatening our vampire dog?
Maybe he doesn't know yet. Yeah.
They like this shit.
Is this character's name Jeremy?
The character's name is Jeremy.
Yeah, I think Jeremy would like this.
Yeah.
Should we call Jeremy back and be like, Jeremy, give it a chance.
Jeremy, just give it a chance.
I'm thinking about getting a gargoyle for myself.
For your mailbox?
Yeah.
Is it on top? Is it kind of like perched on top?
It says on his mailbox.
Wow. Yeah, maybe as like a post, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe, I feel like just like a little gargoyle in my bathroom holding the toilet paper
my
would be
aunt
fun.
Has one, actually.
Yeah?
She has a gargoyle in the bathroom.
It'd be nice to have a gargoyle, like instead of a door handle, you had to like reach your hand into the mouth of a gargoyle and hope there was a door handle in there.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Just reach into a maw to find the knob.
Are you talking about like, so it's just like an open hole on the door? And then, like, you just put your hand near it, and then a little gargoyle reaches its hand through and grabs it?
Oh, no, I was talking about, like, it just looks like a giant gargoyle with a huge open mouth, and it's, like, it's so big that
it's
shadow.
You have to put your hand
There's the knob.
I got
you. Yeah,
right.
This
knob
is where it would be.
A gargoyle.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That, what you said makes sense. What I said was crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
You do live in a cartoon world. you nod. We'd better get over there before Bruce bites him, or before Jeremy bites Bruce, Gabe adds, heading for
They're
the door.
They're perfect for each other.
Maybe, Jeremy might be a vampire.
Yeah. Whoa. Or it could be Jeremy Irons.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the call.
Remind me who Jeremy Irons is?
He played the bad guy in the D&D movie we watched.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. This definitely could be Jeremy Irons.
Yeah.
As the moon rises, you and Gabe approach.
The moon
Jeremy,
is rising,
Jeremy
aka
Irons
vampires
house.
Can come out now.
Right.
Oh,
that's true, yeah.
In the distance, you hear Bruce
that's why
howling.
Jeremy stays up all night.
Jeremy's vampire.
Wait, shit! This is sounding exactly like Dracula's henchman who like has all the cockroaches in his prison cell. You know,
Does he?
Is like come back to me. I'll think of his name.
Okay.
And so you step up to the front door. Then the howling stops. There are no lights on inside, and Bruce is nowhere in sight. Ring the bell. Gabe orders, pointing.
This is Renfield behavior, is what it is.
Whoa. You ring it three times before Jeremy Irons finally answers. Yeah, what is it? He asks gruffly. Uh oh. He has two small marks on the side of his neck. Mr. Irons, you stammer. You called me about my cat, remember? Where is he? I didn't call you. Jeremy Irons snaps. I don't know what you're talking about. Then he slams the door in your face. Whoa, Gabe mutters. I don't believe that guy. Ring the bell again. You ring it, you say fearfully.
Are you still here, Gabe?
Yeah.
We had a friendship breakup.
You're not helpful. We're having a falling out like I had with all of my other friends.
Yeah. You'd understand. 2 years is max for me and a best friend.
That's
I'm
it.
Already shopping for a new
We're
one.
Trying
I'm
to find a new WeWork location that hasn't collapsed. Now that it's under different ownership, we're going to try it out again. If we want Gabe to ring the bell, we turn to page 107. Yeah. Okay, let's just let Gabe ring it, right?
Gabe.
Although I don't want
you're here.
No, I don't want Gabe to be a vampire and us not. I don't want Gabe to get bit. I want us to get bit so that we can hang out with Jeremy Irons and Bruce.
Oh. Jeremy Irons has been mean to us, though.
You just have to get used to it, is the thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we want to have Jeremy Irons be mean to us?
Yeah, let's get abused by Jeremy Irons.
I want to get talked down to by Jeremy Irons.
I want to get cut down to size by Irons himself.
Great.
We're trading up, though, is the thing. It's like Gabe's
is
a maniac.
Gabe's rude to us already, and he's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know a thing or two about trading up.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit that happens on Wall Street.
We also know
a thing about selling low and buying high. Yeah.
Oh, we could be the werewolf of Wall Street, guys.
There we go. Ooh. You reach out and ring the doorbell. Push it again, orders Gabe. Don't order me around, Gabe. Keep ringing until Jeremy Irons comes back. You push the bell again. Ding dong. You hear a door slam, an outside door, then footsteps. Hey, you whisper to Gabe, I think he's sneaking out the back.
This is so funny and absolutely what I want to do anytime anyone knocks my door.
Just leave that.
Just be like, well, it's been nice knowing this house, but someone has discovered it.
You really could do that at your house because you got the side door into the garage. Yeah. So like you could just fucking drive away.
Gabe leaps off the porch and you follow him. At the back of the house, you peek into the garage. Jeremy Irons is loading a cat crate into the trunk of an old station wagon.
Oh, that's so
is Bruce
cute,
inside?
Though.
Wait, you call out, running up to the car.
Are you taking him to
Mr.
the
Mr. Irons, my cat. Jeremy Irons ignores you.
He must think we're paparazzi. Yeah.
He jumps behind the wheel, starts the engine, and backs out really fast. The car zooms right at you. Jeremy Irons is trying to run us over.
Oh my god, Jeremy, please, dude.
I loved you his scar.
Was he Scar as well? Scar.
Yes, that's right.
Damn, this person, I feel like I've barely heard his name, but he's got quite an oeuvre.
Yeah, the D&D movie and Scar, probably. Yeah.
It's two biggest roles, for sure. You jump into some prickly bushes to avoid being hit by Jeremy Irons' car. Meanwhile, he roars off. Come on, you yell, let's follow that lunatic. You and Gabe run after the car as fast as you can.
You can't spell Jeremy Irons' car without Scar.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's true. Jeremy Irons' car without
Scar. Scar.
Oh, I thought you said
Jeremy
star.
Irons' car.
Yeah, he does have a vanity plate that says Iron Scar.
It's Scar.
Yeah,
Iron Scar.
Right.
Yeah, his plate says Iron Scar. Jeremy Iron Scar. Great D&D name, Iron Scar.
That's really good. It's
okay,
true.
Come on, you yell. Let's follow that lunatic. You and Gabe run after the car as fast as you can. Luckily, Jeremy Irons hits a red light, so you catch up. So Jeremy Irons, he's a vampire at this point, has stolen someone's animal, thrown it in the trunk, and then respects the traffic rules.
Tried to hit us with a car.
Yes,
tried
to run us over.
Respects basic. That's the giant
head. Run down a pedestrian and then also stop at a red light.
Imagining purposely running someone over and then stopping at a stop sign.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hate to do something illegal.
Yeah. Then he loses you again. He turns the corner and zooms down the road to a small shopping center. There are 6 stores on one end, a movie theater in the middle, and some offices on the other end. Okay.
What's at the movie theater?
What year would this be? Well, WeWork has just gone down,
so maybe a couple years ago.
A Little Women.
Aquaman?
Little Women.
Starring not our chairs. Starring a chair that looks like our chair.
Shit.
It says it on the marquee here. Starring a chair that looks like one of Mervyn
like a chair Mervyn Emily got from
I thought Craig it was
Bliss.
So weird that in the movie it said and introducing Mervyn
and
Emily's chair.
A chair like Mervyn Emily's chair. A chair like. You spot Jeremy Irons' car in the parking lot, but he and the cat crate are gone. You scan the stores trying to guess where he went. He could be anywhere, Gabe moans.
He could be anywhere.
Why is everyone moaning in this story?
Is there moaning and groaning?
Have you ever seen like an 11-year-old? They moan a lot. They really
do. Yeah,
but we're 39.
You're right.
We're 39.
Yeah, you got to pick and choose your moans when you're 39.
It's true. That's immature.
Yeah.
Yeah, they mean moan in terms of like moaning and groaning.
Mm-hmm.
You point. Look, there's a pet store on the end. I bet he went in there. Maybe, Gabe says. But what about the movies? They're showing Dracula's Bloody Revenge and also Little Women starring a chair-alike of Murph and Emily's chair.
I think we have time for one Little Women show.
Okay. If you think he went into the pet store, turn to page 109. If you think he went to the movie, turn to page 39. I think he went to see the chair-alike.
Yeah, he's getting right. Because it's so much like your chair.
It looks
thing.
So much like our chair. We literally had to see that it had different markings, like from screenshots.
Yeah. Like, and even if he came down for the pet store, he sees that movie theater,
and he's
and
like,
he's making
"We had
the same call as we are."
Also, I just need to make it clear that when we got this from Craigslist, like the bottom of it was all fucked up, like it had been sat on by a bunch of celebrities.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
That's
and
really,
I had to get it fixed.
Yeah. Like Bob Odenkirk ripped out of it.
He was a big cut up on set.
I saw the outtakes.
The audio. They had to keep dropping the audio from the scene in a weird way. I think it was because the actors kept ripping ass on our chair.
My little... women.
The actors kept farting and they kept having to lower their mics. Mm. It's crazy that they didn't just try another take.
They only had one take.
Yeah. They were so good in it.
They only had Odenkirk for the afternoon is the thing.
He was so good. He was so good, but he kept farting.
Yeah. Crafty was just beans, unfortunately.
You look really content in the scene. Yeah, this is probably why Jeremy Irons is going into that movie, because he's also a celebrity, so the only way that they shot for furniture is just looking at other movies.
They check out other movies. I see like what chairs are in it. And they go get chair lights. Why would Jeremy Irons take your dog into the movies? The answer is easy. Jeremy Irons is nuts. Maybe you're right. You agree. Maybe he went into the movies. Yeah, Gabe says with a sigh. Too bad we can't follow him. I don't have any money. Neither do you.
But yeah, because we had to pay for
WeWork. And yeah. Also,
and we're still paying.
All we do is pay high for crypto and sell low.
Sell really, really low.
Not going well.
Because sometimes you just have to get out.
The thing about crypto is when it's high, you know it's hot. And when it's low, you know you need to get out.
That's right. So.
Yeah. I think also like a lot of times finance is doing the thing that everyone's going to be doing in 2 years. Right now, we're buying high, selling low because we know in 2 years that's going to be what
that's
going to
be the
doing.
Thing. Yeah, that's predictive behavior.
Yes,
and we know it's going to pay off for us someday somehow. Okay, maybe you're right. Too bad we can't follow him. You lead Gabe around the back of the shopping center to the emergency exit door. They always keep it unlocked in case of fire, you explain. You pull open the door and the two of you slip into the darkened theater. As you scan the seats, you feel two large, heavy hands on your back. You're jerked backwards. Someone is grabbing you from behind. Turn to page 77.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, it might be a 40-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Caught you, a voice exclaims. You try to pull away, but he's holding you too tightly. Jeremy Irons is going to murder me, you think. Finally, the man spins you around.
It's Jeremy Irons?
Uh-oh, it's not Jeremy Irons. It's the movie theater manager, and he's 40.
He's 40?
Fuck!
I know. He has so much authority over us.
I know. I saw you sneaking in the exit, the 40-year-old whispers angrily. Now I'm going to call your parents, and you still have to follow everything your parents say because you're in your 30s.
Please, I have a lot of AMC stock.
We were just...
I'm actually A-list. I just was too lazy to...
Sir, I promise you I'm hodling. I'm hodling, sir. Gabe interrupts. Look, there he is. Gabe is pointing to a man sitting in the middle row. In the dark theater, you can't tell if it's Jeremy Irons, but you can see the four-legged customer beside him. It's Bruce, your cat.
Whoa.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Bruce is enjoying a movie.
He went to a movie to see his chair.
Although, this is actually kind of unrealistic because he does sit in that chair a lot, but when we watch a movie, he likes to watch us.
True.
Yeah, that checks out. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
Bruce. So yeah, he'd be watching Jeremy Irons in this case.
Yeah.
Great. So Bruce is sitting up in the seat.
Is he making biscuits in Jeremy Irons'
lap? he's making biscuits and drooling in Jeremy Irons' lap. You twist out of the manager's grip and run up the aisle, stopping at your cat's row. Bruce, you call softly, come here, boy. Shh. Everyone in the row turns to shush you. That is everyone but Bruce. He's staring transfixed at the movie screen. Bruce, you cry, grabbing at his collar. Your cat looks you in the eyes coldly as if you're a stranger. Pretty normal. Then he bares his teeth and leaps at you. You scream. Quit screaming, yells an angry moviegoer. As Bruce bites into your throat, you think, where's the manager now when you really need him? Quiet. Stop screaming and turn to page 105.
Oh my God.
I surrender. I surrender to whatever Bruce wants. This is like when he's scratching me because he's making biscuits and I can't tell.
This is great.
Make him stop.
We're going to get turned into a vampire and then we're going to instantly put all of our money into True Blood, the synthetic blood alternative.
Ooh.
Nice. We're going to be millionaires.
Yes.
The next few moments are a blur. You struggle to push your huge cat away. Suddenly someone pulls the cat off you. It's Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons saving your life. Bruce runs howling out of the movie theater. He is acting strange.
I think this is just all
with all the howling. With all the howling, that's strange. Yeah. I'll admit that our cat. Yeah,
well, it's nighttime. He might have the zoomies.
Okay.
Does anyone think this is maybe just a PR stunt for Jeremy Irons? Just to like make him look good.
Just like, have a vampire cat that he brings around.
He's so elegant.
That's true. He probably doesn't need it.
I don't know if he needs it.
Mm. Timeless, that Irons.
Okay. Your neck is throbbing and your vampire cat is gone. You run down the aisle dribbling blood. You've got to catch him. Wait, Jeremy Irons calls. He and Gabe catch up to you in the outside of the theater. I'm sorry, Jeremy Irons tells you. I thought I could help. You see, I'm a cat psychologist. Huh? Gabe says, laughing. What? A cat shrink? Yes. Jeremy Irons goes on, I noticed that your cat thinks he's a vampire, so I brought him to this movie to show what a horrible life he was choosing for himself. The movie was Dracula before we changed it to Little
Right, yeah. Right.
Unfortunately, he enjoyed the film. I'm afraid my plan backfired. You are a terrible dog psychologist.
Yeah, you really are.
Or cat
are.
Psychologist.
Yeah.
Turn to page 47.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Well, so I mean, to a movie.
Obviously, he's spending all his time acting. He hasn't been able to renew his degree.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's why. So he's working on old information.
Exactly.
This is what they used to do with
If your cat thinks it's a vampire, you should take it to a movie about vampires. Yeah. That was pretty standard for the 60s, yeah.
Also, he's an actor, so he probably has inflated ideas about the power of movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The power of cinema. Yeah. My entire house is furnished with things from this very screen.
Cat therapy. What a dumb idea, Gabe mutters. God, Gabe, you're such a dickhead.
Gabe is a hater.
Gabe's an absolute hater.
Yeah, mm-mm. Gabe has been nothing but a wet blanket.
Yeah, what about those red puncture marks on your neck? You ask Jeremy Irons. Oh, this? I accidentally stabbed myself with my fork while eating spaghetti, he explains.
Okay, walk me through that, Jeremy Irons. Well, how did that happen?
Step by step, please.
Well, you see,
because I've eaten spaghetti before, and okay. First off, there's three prongs on a
right
fork.
On.
Do you see your forks? Okay. Only four. Has two?
Well, I had special Hollywood forks from okay. I bought them from the prop department.
Makes sense.
On one of these famous films.
Okay, actually, that checks
out. Yeah, that checks out.
So then, so the two ones in the middle were shorter. Miss your mouth.
Right, so I was swirling it around.
Yeah.
And
obviously, a two pronged fork is more difficult to eat.
Exactly.
With.
So I began slurping the spaghetti, which got off the fork. And then the noodle was so long that I had my fork down, sort of pressed against the table.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to sort of move back to get a better pivot on it to get sort of my neck in.
Uh-huh.
And I slipped, and the chair went out from under me, and I jammed my neck down into my two-pronged fork. It's that simple, really.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Irons, the movie is still going.
Please.
Could you please sit down?
This is the movie now.
Don't worry, I've already seen it. I'm a Hollywood actor.
We see every movie before it comes out.
Okay. Yes, I got the screener. Did you not get the screener? Okay. So, smooth move, Gabe scoffs. God, what a dick. Yes. Well, I've got to be going. Hope you catch up with your cat. Jeremy Irons mumbles, then he hurries away across the parking lot.
Oh, because he's embarrassed by the spaghetti story.
You aren't paying attention. A strange feeling is coming over you, a transformation. It's as if Bruce's bite turned you into something inhuman.
I know what happened. By talking to Jeremy Irons, we decided that we don't want to buy high, sell low. We want to become a Hollywood actor.
That's right. Oh, my God.
That, we're becoming an acting actor.
Bug.
We got bit by the acting bug.
We got bit by the acting bug.
Holy shit.
Heartbreak feels good in a plate like this.
You look really pale, Gabe says, sounding worried. Yeah, you think...
Yeah, I'm prepping my face for makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think? I need to put a little color in my cheeks. The color red, you feel the strongest urge to bite somebody. Don't bite anyone until you turn to page 86.
Yeah. Bite into a script.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to sink our teeth into.
Let's not turn Gabe. Let's kill Gabe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gabe is food. Yeah.
Gabe is absolutely food. Let's rip Gabe's throat out.
Gabe, we're going to turn you into a beautiful Oscar-worthy performance.
We're going to churn and burn you like we did all those stocks.
You touch the bite marks on your neck. Does that hurt? Gabe asks. You shrug. Not much. I wonder where Bruce went. Oh, well, he'll probably come home later tonight before sunrise.
This is the second time we've said this.
Yeah. So sometimes we're just, when the narrative needs it, we're concerned about Bruce, and when the narrative doesn't need it, we're just not.
They're probably growing up in like outdoor cat country where people are just leaving their cats outside.
Yeah, it's fine. Our cat can go around and bite people. We're okay with that.
Yeah.
Gabe gives you a strange look. I'm going back to my house now, he says nervously. If you didn't know better, you'd swear Gabe was afraid of you. So I'll see you Saturday night for Halloween, he asks. You grin, letting your fangs show. Then you reach for Gabe. Nope, you say. For you, Halloween is starting right now. You bite Gabe and rip his throat out.
Yes.
Yeah.
The end.
Whoa.
Because it's the end of this life, the beginning of our career.
Our vampire life.
Exactly.
As a vampire Hollywood star.
An actor.
Wow.
Yeah, an actor.
An actor. Okay, I feel like we need to go back and see where we went wrong, because I think we weren't supposed to turn into a vampire.
It would be so...
Yeah, what was the choice that got us turned into a vampire?
Going into the movies?
Going into the movies?
Right.
Well, because if we had gone to the pet store, we might have gleaned some information. Maybe the person that runs the shop is like,
heard
about
this. Here's how
to
protect
yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe would they just give us one of those dog cones to protect our neck.
That's great, yeah.
Jeremy Irons was so weird, though. What was going on with him?
Yeah, well, he just left.
He like was a vampire, but then said he was a dog psychologist.
Right, yeah. And then he just kind of snuck out.
Yeah.
And he could have eaten us.
Do you think he was acting when he told us that story about the spaghetti?
Oh, like a shit.
We would have never known.
So he's doing research for a part.
Okay, so definitely. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna choose the pet store.
Okay, at worst case, we can just buy a couple mice to have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll just toss some mice at Bruce. And so he.
I wouldn't hate to have a bird.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. We might as well get more pets.
Let's get some animals to sacrifice.
Let's do a chinchilla, please.
Let's do a chinchilla and a toucan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a bird that lives a really long time. That it would be a real shame for a cat.
The kind of bird that you need to put in your will.
Yeah.
Yeah. the kind of bird that comes a responsibility for your loved one.
Let's check out the pet store, you tell Gabe. You take off in that direction, but when you reach the door, the pet store owner is locking up. Hey, you call, knocking on the glass. It says on the door that you're open until 9 p.m. Not tonight, the owner mouths, waving you away. Inside, you
maybe
can hear parrots screeching wildly.
I'm trying to buy a bird.
Hey, I want an expensive bird.
I want a bird that could learn to write its name.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You see, there's dogs yipping and cats screaming. All the animals are going bonkers.
Oh, no.
The owner waves you away.
They love Jeremy Irons, and they saw him earlier.
Yeah. You see, she's a...
Scar would be really scary to animals.
A strange-looking elderly woman with green eyeglasses and messy bleached hair. Doesn't she look like Jeremy Irons, you ask? Gabe peers at the woman. He gasps. Yeah, he agrees. You're right. She looks just like Jeremy Irons.
Master of disguise.
What?
So I'm guessing Jeremy Irons' family, maybe?
Right.
Is this another Irons?
Right. Jenny Irons.
Jenny Irons.
Wow.
Okay. That's interesting. They could be siblings.
Don't be stupid, you tell Gabe. It's not Jeremy Irons. I meant that must be his mother, Mrs. Irons. You don't know why they took... God, it's so hard when I change all the names. I don't know why they took Bruce, but the...
If you want to change back to Dingo, we can.
No! I'm just really distracted by picturing someone say, is there a Mrs. Irons? Yes, I want to date your mom.
Okay, so very weirdly, we just are like... oh man, why did the Ironses take our cat? And then we leave. We just go home and respect the fact that she says they're closed. The next day, you and Gabe bike over to the pet store bright and early.
Wait, I just went to bed.
We just went
home.
Right. We just went home and went to bed.
I think, you know,
we're like, these people definitely stole my cat, but she's saying that the pet store closes, and we respect red lights, and we respect...
You know what it was, Murph? It's probably the elderly Irons is over 40, so we just had to respect her.
That actually makes a lot.
Right.
That's fair. She's probably 43.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, Jeremy Irons' mom is probably 43.
Yeah.
Wizened, an elder.
The next day, you and Gabe bike over to the pet store bright and early. The old woman is just opening up. You lock up your bikes and hurry through the front door. What the? Gabe's mouth drops open. Every single animal is gone. Every cage is empty. The entire pet store is completely cleaned out. Turn to page 71.
I turn to Gabe and I say, this is just like when WeWork shut down. We showed up and it was just empty.
Nothing but a phone on the ground. How am I going to make my trades now, Gabe?
I can't buy high and sell low from Starbucks, Gabe.
You're going to short Funko Pop, Gabe.
I need to cut my losses, man.
What's going on, you ask Mrs. Irons. Where are all the pets? We had a small accident, she answers. I'll be getting some new animals by the end of the week. You can't say that as a pet store owner.
I'm calling 411 again.
Yeah, we got to call 411.
411, another person hypothetically being mean to animals.
We wouldn't say accident. We'd say oops. We had an oops.
Oopsie, and all the animals.
We don't
are
say
gone.
No.
Even the fish are gone, you explain. I know, Mrs. Irons nods, and they're cold blooded. I didn't think. Then she stops herself. Sorry, she says. Come back next week. She pushes you out the door. What did she mean about the fish being cold blooded? Gabe asks when you're outside. You shudder. I think Bruce must have bitten all her animals, the fish too, even though their blood is cold. Usually vampires prefer a warm meal.
It's kind of fun, underwater vampires, like the idea of like a Dracula just latching onto like a blue whale. It's kind of so sick.
Wait, that's a great question, because they have a baleen. They don't have teeth. Would like their baleen grow? And then they would like try and like suck the krill? Would they suck blood from krill?
Oh, like how would they then become a vampire? Mm-hmm. Well, there's the whole spawnage system, so they'd have to go through that first, I think.
Yeah,
they also, I mean, I guess you could do it in standing water, but I think like vampires can't go through running water, right?
That's true. But is the ocean? The ocean isn't running. There are currents. Does that count?
Yeah, I think.
But this
do.
Is like an evolution of vampire.
Okay.
These are vampires that actually can only go, can only exist.
They can
in
only. They're
water.
Sea vampires. That makes sense.
Right. Oh shit, what would probably happen is they'd bring in all the krill, and then the krill get turned into krill vampires in their mouth, and then they get like spat out through the blowhole, and then the entire ocean would be full of vampire krill. It's a bad situation.
These are killer whales and kriller whales.
Okay, so we've decided to go back to the Irons' house.
Of course.
So all the shutters are closed up tight. Dead leaves lie and drifts around the lawn. Place looks like a vampire's fortress. Yeah, probably. You open the door. Hello, you call into the dark living room. The only answer is the screech of a parrot. The bird swoops down from a tall bookshelf. It dive bombs
you. This is the parrot we wanted.
Heading straight for your face.
We reach out the cage that we picked up in anticipation of this.
I have a living will.
When it opens its beak, you see fangs inside. Oh no, it's a vampire parrot. You crouch down to protect yourself. At the same time, you wonder, can this vampire parrot talk? If you fight off the bird, turn to page 37. If you try to talk to it, turn to page 96.
We try to talk to it. We try to talk to it. We try to talk to it. I think I want to talk.
Okay. You know what? Everybody take your copy of Ravenloft, toss it out.
This is it. This is the new Ravenloft. Sorry, everyone.
This is the 5e module.
This is such a 90s line. Hey, parrot, you shout, Polly want a cracker?
Wow. That's good.
Come on.
That's
so good.
There was a parrot movie named Polly, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It was a green parrot. I think he had to like get across the country.
I remember I saw that movie with my friends. It was awesome.
That sounds awesome.
This sounds like a core memory for you.
Was this the last time you were happy?
No, this was the time that my friend Matt had his first kiss, which is why I remember it.
Wow.
And
you guys went to see a movie about a bird?
I went with him and his girlfriend.
and they made out. The movie?
Yeah, they made out and I was just sitting
there. They just had to watch Polly.
And
that's why you remember Polly so well.
Yeah, because they didn't... We saw it, I think, because they were just going to make out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. For me though, I just watched Polly.
Did you like knowingly sit a couple seats away from them, or
I didn't know it was gonna happen. I had no idea.
Oh wow. You just looked over and be like, man, Polly's being crazy right now.
The weird thing is you were sitting between them.
Right. guys.
Okay.
Guys, can you do it behind me, not in front of me?
Cracker, the parrot squawks. Polly. I want your blood. Hold on, you cry. How do you get to be a vampire? Oh, the parrot lands on the... This fundamentally doesn't understand how parrots work. That's a long story, it says. Give me the short version, you answer. I don't have all day.
This is a conversation with the parrot?
With the parrot. The parrot is talking. It's not parroting things back to you. It's just speaking English to you.
Interview with a parrot vampire. Yeah. Better than you are, too.
This parrot is smarter than Gabe, for sure.
I don't miss Gabe. Yeah. I don't miss Gabe.
Let's get some stock tips from this parrot.
I'm interested in getting into pharma. What do you think about telehealth, Polly?
You've got a lot less time than you think, the parrot snaps. Anyway, it was like this. Mrs. Iron's son, Jeremy, came into the store last night with this cat with fangs. The next thing you know, the cat was running around biting all of us, every single animal in the shop. Can you believe it? Yes, you say impatiently. Go on. You wish you hadn't asked, because the story gets worse, much worse. Okay, turn to page 125.
It's so weird when they just tell you to turn to a different page.
Uh-huh. Pretty soon, the chatty parrot continues, we all felt ourselves changing, growing fangs, getting thirsty for blood, you know, the whole nine yards. This parrot's so damn smart.
The whole nine yards.
Parrot smoking a cigar.
Then what, you ask impatiently. Then Jeremy Irons brought us all here, the parrot adds. He said this would be a safe place for us until he could figure out a better strategy. You have a big vocabulary, you comment. Thanks, the bird says modestly.
Sorry, actually, Murph, the way that you delivered that line, it sounded a little self-satisfied. Could you say it more modestly?
Yeah. Thanks.
It's parrot rules. We should keep it and then get our children to take care of it when we die.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so the parrot gets mad that our cat bit it and it swoops and tries to attack us.
Okay.
We got to go to page 13. We don't get a choice again. We might just get our throat ripped out by a parrot.
The parrot's modest. The parrot's
Before the parrot reaches you, a net scoops him up.
Oh!
The net is attached to a pole held by Jeremy Irons.
Yes!
Hey!
Got him, Jeremy Irons declares triumphantly.
Classic scar predator behavior.
He pops the squawking bird into a cage. What's going on, you demand? I'll show you, he offers. Come with me. You follow Jeremy Irons outside. In his driveway is a large van. Inside is a menagerie of vampire pets. I've rounded up all the vampire animals, he announces proudly. Letting Bruce become a vampire was almost a disaster. He could have started an epidemic. Vampirism could have spread across the entire world. That would be bad. But you got them all, you ask. Every last one, Jeremy Irons replies confidently. What are you going to do with these animals, you ask? Sell them to the circus, he explains.
What?
I'm going to make my fortune. So this is a happy ending, you say? You slap at a pesky mosquito that just bit your neck. A pesky vampire mosquito. The end. I think maybe we were what could we have done differently? I guess we let our cat become a vampire at the beginning.
Right.
Maybe there's a world where we don't let the cat become a vampire. Yeah. Or I guess Gabe could knock on the door.
We answered the phone. We let Bruce/Dingo run around rampant for 10 minutes.
To our mom, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
the weird thing is that
Jeremy Irons was lying to us about being a pet psychologist. But wasn't a vampire.
Right.
Was just wanted animals to sell to the circus.
Yeah, one he's a pet psychiatrist lying about that. And then the other he's actually rounding them up, selling them to the circus.
Right. Yeah.
Not bit by a vampire.
The circus comes up a lot in these Goosebumps books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, again, very 90s.
Yeah.
Very 90s.
Yeah. The Ringling Brothers was really trying to make the circus work again in the 90s. They were like, it was a real like circus resurgence movement. I guess like Cirque du Soleil was coming out and they knew that they had heat. They had to like fight back against
it. Cirque du Soleil really did replace the circus.
Yeah. But what's going to replace Cirque du Soleil? Now, this is our chance. We can invest early. Pop-ups? Pop-up circuses? Pop-ups. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and with that, we have another business idea that we're going to buy into when it's way too late sell way too low.
Micro circuses.
There we go.
Pop-up circuses.
Pop-up micro circuses.
Those are carnivals.
Such meaningless buzzwords.
No, pop-up micro circus. A carnival, way too big. We need much smaller. We need something that can fit in like a yogurt store.
Okay.
But like, Jamba Juices, at yogurt lands across the nation.
A 200 square foot circus.
Exactly. Yeah.
That actually is kind of cool.
And here's the thing, like, we're not going to sacrifice.
Is it?
I don't think we need to sacrifice like talent, like though.
Yeah,
we don't want to like lose anything just because the space.
It should
is
be
small.
As expensive as a regular.
As
turkey.
Expensive right. as many acts. So I'm thinking like there's gonna be a lot of clowns in one corner, just like a lot of livestock just throughout. Just one elephant. There's gonna be a literal elephant in the room. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah. This sounds this bad great. For everyone involved. but anyway, thank you all so much for listening. We'll go ahead and take another crack at this over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing. Don't do it. We'll give it a
we work.
We won't answer the phone this time because we ended up not even going out to get the groceries for our mom anyway.
Right, that's
so
true.
So we shouldn't have answered the phone. We'll go back. We won't answer the phone.
But I also want to see the right version away. Where we drink the poison.
We drink the poison. Yeah. I think that's just instantly going to make us bite Gabe.
And
but
as
we can
much
do
as
that.
I hate
that's
it.
That's fun.
Think,
I'd like to do
okay.
that.
Yeah. I feel like we shouldn't talk to the parrot either. As much as I love talking to the parrot.
Oh,
you
interesting.
Want to fight the
but
bird?
I think no matter what Jeremy Irons
by the time we get there,
cat,
we've lost.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing so. Is there's I think there's one world where Jeremy Irons has the cat and maybe we can get it back from him. Or no, there's not because we went to the movies and that was bad. We went to the pet store. Mm-hmm. That was bad.
We need only to follow the cat from the call. Moment it leaves the house.
Yeah.
We can't take our eyes off
that's
this cat.
Where we went wrong.
I'm just hoping there's a version where we end up in the van going to the circus with Jeremy Irons because I feel like that'd be a fun day.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Going to a micro circus with Jeremy.
Maybe we'll go really to a great. Micro. Maybe we'll go to a yogurt micro circus. So be on the lookout for the next yogurt micro circus. We're gonna do the micro circus run over on our Patreon.
It's gonna be so many jugglers. You're gonna be really upset about how many jugglers are in this small room.
There will
only
be a lion.
One person can go in at a time.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
Oh yes, we've got live shows. Live shows coming up next week.
Live wriggling. Shows
very soon very soon either way
check out nadpod.com/live. We're going to be in Sacramento, we're going to be in Denver, we are going to be in Portland, and we are going to be in
Los Angeles.
The place is actually
where
we kicking
live.
It off. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's gonna be a Dungeon Court live. Tickets are available for that nadpod.com/live.
It's in our backyard, but not really. It's not, I don't have a backyard.
Nope.
I have something I would love to plug real quick. I believe if you're listening to this next week on the 20th, Jake and I are doing a live stream with some other very funny, talented folks.
That's right.
Over on moment.co/DANDD. It's going to be like a spooky monster mash live stream thing where everyone's going to play monsters. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a little Halloween live show experience.
I think I'm actually playing a vampire. I'm playing Dracula.
You're playing a druidic Dracula.
Yeah, druid Dracula.
Yeah. Oh,
very cute.
Very fun.
So check that out. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use at @CageMurphyMe, at Coldies Caldwell, at Jake Rhodes, Jake. And @YaXford is Emily, and you can tweet about the show using #NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We work.
Youth of the nation. May Muhammad keep you and may Baba Yaga not take you this night.
There it is.
That's right.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that.
It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means I need to shout out our benevolent council of elders, starting with Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, Later McSkater, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Al, Daniel G, Dylan B, Katie G, Dungeon Mama, okay, maybe a little bit sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, aka Balnor's Boy, Hoyd's Friend, Justin I, Danny Danster, TJM, Treylay the Cray, Christopher B, Daniel R, Jordan L, cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, the guy from a recent live show who gave Caldwell a Flintstones graphic novel who is Milwaukee here, Princess Yar, Michael L, Jory S, Jack L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia, not currently starring in anything in solidarity with SAG-AFTRA. Thank you, Nicholas C. Samuel B, Mike H, Elka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Nabadger, Panama James, Herodrian, Rex Thaniel the White, Diana DL, CC Lulu, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R, Lucas B, Ryko, it's Kevin, Lynn Michelle L, Calder's cold comeback gave my spine chills. Hashtag CCC forever. Stay frosty, fairy followers. Brandon J. Taylor B. The vengeful one-winged angel. Cass Skateboard Cass. Steven, it was a trick. Captain of Gnomes C. Mike K. Lady Taco. Joy T. Victoria M. Moonstone's resident water genasi and cellunite. She goes to people's doors. Moonstone hates her. K. Jake L. Nick W. Swashbuckling Swag Snagger. Agniti, who had a great time with everyone at a little picnic called Mangia's. William W. Big Bad Beard of the Mad. Ananorama. Zachary A. Percival Frederick Stein von Musel Klausowski de Rolo III. Adam, the Simple Dimples, J. Dragonborn, Vincent, the Juke Duke D, the Sandrian, Ben A, Dave H, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Ryan D, Dustin S, Danny F, Hawkeye P, Bookvar's assistant Issy F, DPC is awesome, Sean, the Shade Tree mechanic of Zelbaldar, Summer Rose, aka Grand Terre, Cat C, Misa of House and Zunza, Ariel the Occasional Mermaid, Selena N, aka Valet Sea Raptor, B Perky Always, Pat L, Maxwell J, Lauren H, Talia, Ryan S, the Bone Duster, Annie the Windex Goblin, Faye Fluffs, the Fluffiest of Archfey, Melissa A, Ball Business Illustrator asking for a request. I gotta say, Old Cobb and all of the spirits gathering together around the King's Hammer. Ploops, Carly A, Connor S, Salil, Leviathan, Biocourt 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trub Hopdropper, Jack H, Crabster Champion of Crod, Scuttling Sideways Towards Tomorrow, Lindsay W, Steel Birdie, Valen, Carlin C, Armadon the Only, Emily S, Saul's Slimy Spunk, hashtag release the sweet blue hole cut, James G, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Daddy Master Dandy, Han, Eric B, Stars and Roses for Han Forever, Marcos, Jordan P, the occasional crit reporter, Learns the Balanced Druid, Dakota James P, Frida M, Pagos, betrothed self-proclaimed Fae Prince, until Halloween 2023, stay tuned, Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian, Maggie S, see you in Chicago, Holly Hyena, Kristen Z, Leah, Hunter H, Maybe, Pixel Stars, Akash T, Dufinius, Cal, just Cal, Edison N, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, Cody C, voice haver and guitar holder of entirely unclaimed absurdist punk band, the Golly G Willikers. Our friend Simon, too horny to sing One Big Bed with Lorelei or Kyra, he's been dripless in Dreamland too long. Kalu Clay, I use my blue spray, totally normal. Lorelei the succubus and Kyra her busty queen. Matt M, your friendly neighborhood yaunt and yunkle, Andrew and Sid. John Adams, yes, like the president. Meg the mail carrier of Bohemia. James F, Jimmy A, M4L, Austin S, Knight of the Living Falster, see you in Denver. Wayfarer, briefly warped out of the Fae Realm to a strange city called Mini Apple Hiss and met a couple of charming justices and bailiff. Shane C, Barpo Goodbarrel, Barbarian. Mary Beth C, see you all in Chicago and NYC. Perpetual Motion Machine, Unlimited Free Energy. Three Awakened Gooses, Omd Original Jolly Jouster Baby, ha ha. Welshlander, Garrett G, aka One Big Curd, Mr. D, Talisman, Dana the Daisy, Sean J, Ethan B, Renee the Monster Captain, Gabrielle W, Box C, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mountain Crows, Winter Slade, Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, J3001, Lucy Fan, Anthony, the raddest of dudes, who secured his Carnegie Hall tickets for himself and his lovely partner Josh, the finest of dudes, Josh H, Clementine T, Marissa is going to a little picnic called Manja's before I see Nadpod live at Carnegie Hall. Hope you had fun at a little picnic called Manja's. Fairies followers say hi. Hashtag Calder will come cold again. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian. Yumhop, Lexi H, MJ the BFG drinking tea by the sea, the little ferret pal going to Court Lauderdale, Dogs of Babel, Eleanor K, Mr. Meowski, Gino T, Mama Belle, the Silver Serpent herself, Funir, CNAT Spell the Wizard, Tristan the Talentless Hunk, MJ Johnson, BTA Workshop, Shenanigans O'Connor, Mios the Great, Alex K, Joshua P, Joshua S, Alexander, Linz W, Angel La Pamela, Sandra Rita, as this continues, you know he's getting sweeter, Emma S, Red the Reforged Warforged, Chelsea, Sweet Blue Windex, John M, a cat announcing a big congratulations on the show at 2 a.m. every night, Hard Ones, Hot Hump Gunk, Shell B, Kenna's third favorite Sprite Girl. If you want to be my patron, is her pre-battle guilty pleasure. Don't tell Hard One. Steel Bread on Salad, a.k.a. Crouton. Jackson R, Official Ned Flanders. Anastasia W, The Honey Goblin. Nova B, The Deathcord Bard. Zborb, Blake H, Big Bev's Bestie. Lloyd, The Rat That Will Control Your Cerebellum at Carnegie Hall. Sally is so excited to see everyone in NYC and wants to thank her Dungeon Daddy Ryan for getting her into D&D and NADPOD. Shelby C, Pawpaw Sky Days, Meemaw Sky Days, Taylor B, Oh It's V, Tommy W, Mike and Lisa sends love to all y'all. Thank you, Mike and Lisa. Haley the Human, Megan N, The Big M, John Frazier, The Dice Lander, Stephanie of House and Zunza, Jake's Ramen Shop, Tracy P, Karjish, Benjamin A, Sacrificial Otaku, pen name for Callie's cousin who discovered anime and is trying to spread the word all over Bohemia, Sav, the advisor to Princess Shiverblight, who helped decide that it was indeed a good idea to help out the other dragons and crew, a misunderstood kid whose upbringing was mostly just fine, the terrible trio of George, Chester, and Toad, Mikkel A, Shanimal, commander of the 5th anniversary live show Pocket Foster Army, Angie A, Normal Ass Dude, Liloth, Josh H, Monkeyman Dan S, and finally, the Ultra Barn. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers and all of our benevolent Council of Elders. You can listen to our after show over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. We'll catch you all next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.